From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As the search for a missing Malaysia Airlines plane continues, answers remain in short supply. The Boeing 777-200 jetliner disappeared from contact almost 4 days ago. Speaking before the Council on Foreign Relations today, CIA Director John Brennan says if and when the plane is located, they may know more.
Clearly, this is still a mystery, which is very disturbing, and until we actually can find out sort of where that aircraft is, we might have an opportunity to do some of the forensic analysis that will lead us in the right direction.
Despite a massive search operation involving the U.S. Navy and more than half a dozen other countries, so far no trace of the aircraft or the 239 people on board has been found. The court-martial of an Army general charged with sexual assault has been placed on hold to give his lawyers time to try to renegotiate a plea bargain. NPR's Craig Windham reports the military judge overseeing the case gave defense attorneys that option after determining the rejection of a previous plea offer may have been improperly influenced by political concerns.
Brigadier General Jeffrey Sinclair had offered in December to plead guilty to lesser charges and retire at reduced rank in exchange for dismissal of charges he sexually assaulted a captain who used to be under his command. Poll ruled that the military officials who rejected the offer discussed a letter from the captain's attorney warning that failing to put Sinclair on trial would send the wrong signal. Under the military code of justice, the decision on the plea offer was supposed to be decided solely on the evidence in the case. Sinclair pleaded guilty to three lesser charges last week, but his attorneys may now ask Poll to withdraw those pleas in favor of whatever new deal they can reach. Craig Windham, NPR News.
The Senate has passed a bill to end taxpayer funding of political conventions. NPR's Elsa Chang reports the legislation also requests the money saved go into additional research for childhood diseases.
The proposal, which passed with unanimous consent in the Senate, repeals the use of taxpayer money for political conventions, and it calls for the $126 million saved to be directed towards researching pediatric cancer, Down syndrome, and other disorders. Funding for the National Institutes of Health had taken a hit after automatic across-the-board spending cuts went into effect. Taxpayer money that helps pay for conventions now comes from individuals who choose to contribute a few dollars on their federal income tax returns. The legislation that just passed is now heading to President Obama for a signature. The bill was named after Gabriella Miller, a 10-year-old girl from Virginia who died last October from a brain tumor. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
According to a leading international economic body, global growth is likely to remain sluggish. That's a slowdown in much of the developing world, undercuts growth in Europe and the U.S. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, emerging markets appear to be experiencing a marked loss of momentum, so the group expects the global economy to expand at around a 3.5% rate this year. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 67 points. The Nasdaq lost 27 points today. You're listening to NPR. The European Union could announce as soon as Monday what sanctions it might be prepared to impose against Russia in connection with the country's incursion into Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula. However, EU governments are apparently a bit more divided over how far to go toward punishing Moscow. According to British and French diplomats, officials are putting together a second round of sanctions on top of an initial round imposed last week. Such sanctions could include travel bans or the freezing of assets against those deemed responsible for promoting instability in Ukrainian territory. Inspectors sponsored by a group of Western retailers have released the first batch of reports on factory conditions in Bangladesh's garment industry. NPR's Jim Zaroli says the reports are coming out nearly a year after the Rana Plaza collapse, which killed more than 1,100 workers.
In December, a team of engineers began visiting factories in the garment sector. They were sent there by the Bangladesh Accord Foundation, which is sponsored by some 150 Western retailers. The foundation says the first inspections have turned up no issues as serious as Rana Plaza, but they did find numerous fire and structural problems. At the Rio Fashion Wear factory in Dhaka, for example, there were cracks in the ceiling, illegal rooftop structures, poorly ventilated electrical transformers, and fire stairs not separated from workspaces. The inspections will continue over the next few months. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
California is the latest state to begin kicking around the complicated question of how to regulate driverless cars. Those are cars that, rather than operated by a human, are run by computers. Once the stuff of fiction, the concept has been proven in the real world, and within a matter of a decade or some experts say they could be out on the road. California's Department of Motor Vehicles has been holding hearings. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.